only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer Phyllis Schlafly.
The statistics about who were the voters who elected the Democratic Congress are now available, and they provide some very interesting sidelights on last November's election. One of the special interest pressure groups that bankrolled the Democratic candidates was college professors. Professors and other educators donated more than $12 million to political candidates in this past election cycle, with 69% of their contributions going to Democratic candidates. That's the report by the Center for Responsive Politics. The University of California led the way, giving 87% of contributions to Democrats, followed by Harvard with 90% of contributions going to Democrats, and the University of Pennsylvania with 94% of contributions benefiting Democrats. Just looking at Senate races, we find that, surprise, surprise, Senator Hillary Clinton received far more contributions than any other candidate, and five times the amount given to the next highest recipient. Hillary Clinton really didn't need the money, because she had a virtually uncontested election. But college professors were so enamored of her that they donated nearly $700,000 to her campaign. You've heard a lot about how the United States is roughly divided 50-50 between red and blue states, but it surely is not that way on college and university faculties. One recent survey reports that 72% of college professors identified themselves as liberal, compared with only 17% who call themselves conservative. It's important for students to know before they go to college that diversity does not mean allowing conservatives to speak on campus. Diversity on college campuses does not mean giving fair coverage to the ideas and achievements of Western civilization. And multiculturalism does not mean tolerance and respect for all cultures. It's just another college fad to put down Western civilization.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly has written several articles on the current situation on our college campuses. If you'd like copies, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for the College Education Packet. That address again is Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, a man whose jokes and stories are mostly based on a true rumor, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. And regularly I ask myself, can God bless America? Can God bless America when our children cannot sing God Bless America in our public schools? When it's perfectly legal to slaughter millions of babies in abortion mills and it's illegal to slaughter horses for profit? When the Ten Commandments cannot remain in a government building, when a Navy chaplain was court-martialed for praying in the name of Jesus, can God bless America? I have with me today Chaplain Gordon Klingenschmitt, who was delivering a public prayer in the name of Jesus at a White House rally last winter and was court-martialed for doing that. The Navy convicted him of failing to follow a lawful order because his superiors did not want him praying in Jesus' name. Chaplain Gordon Klingenschmitt, it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Thank you so much, Mr. Brownfield. It's an honor to speak with you. And there's a little more to the story. You know, I was wearing my Navy uniform on that day, and they punished me for protesting in uniform, they said, but I wasn't doing any protesting. All I did was say a prayer. I refused to make political speeches, refused to answer questions to the newspaper. All I did was read the prayer for the armed forces out of the Book of Common Prayer, which ends, "Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen." I've never criticized the government in uniform, but they did say I violated, by saying that prayer, you're right, I violated the Navy's non-sectarian prayer policy. In February 06, they passed a bad policy, said chaplains cannot use the J word in your prayers, that if you pray outside of a Sunday chapel, you have to pray non-sectarian prayers and don't use the word Jesus because you might offend somebody. Well, you know, I wanted to pray in Jesus' name 7 days a week, even outside of the chapel, and so that's what I did. I contested that policy. I violated that policy by praying on a Thursday morning. And the military judge in my court-martial enforced that bad policy against me.
You know, I have said time and time again, and you heard me when I introduced you, I said, can God bless America? See, I think God sits upon his throne and laughs at his enemies, and I think our American leaders are literally his enemies. Now, am I wrong about that?
Well, I don't...
I mean, you're not supposed... I know you're not supposed to... you're not supposed to condemn our government here, but...
I'd say that the devil gets inside of some individuals, and the devil certainly is the enemy of God. But, you know, take this court-martial judge, for example. He wrote, in his opinion, that because of this bad Navy policy, that public worship was only safe inside of Sunday chapel. That since I prayed on a Thursday morning, that's not public worship, that's worshiping in public. And worshiping in public is not protected by federal law. Worshiping in public can be punished as a misdemeanor crime if you disobey your commander's orders to not do that in uniform. And so I had no right to worship or right to religious expression. As soon as I put it on that uniform, I forfeited all of my First Amendment rights, according to the court-martial judge. So I was found guilty of a misdemeanor crime, and they kicked me out of the Navy. I lost $1 million pension. I lost a 16-year career for the crime of praying in Jesus' name in my Navy uniform outside of a Sunday chapel. They called it worshiping in public.
What is the difference between worshiping in public and public worship? I'm confused about that.
Oh, no. The Navy made it very clear. They wrote this policy in February 2006 that restricted the definition of public worship because federal law, would you believe since 1860, President Abraham Lincoln signed the Navy regulations allowing chaplains to conduct public worship according to the manner and forms of their own church. So in other words, the law since 1860 has always allowed chaplains to pray the same way their civilian bishop wants them to pray, not the way the commanding officer wants them to pray. And so as a chaplain, I wear two hats, or I serve two masters in a way, because the commanding officer was telling me to pray one way, and my civilian bishop wanted me to pray in Jesus' name. And so the law allows me to pray the way my church prays, as long as it's in the context of public worship. Well, the Navy had a problem. They didn't want chaplains talking about Jesus outside of Sunday chapel, so they redefined the phrase public worship as a term of art. They said, no, no, what the law means, what President Abraham Lincoln meant when he said that public worship is safe, he said he meant that's only inside of Sunday chapel.
We have seen what the Supreme Court has ruled over the last, 20, 30 years, whatever it's been, back in the 1960s, I guess, is when we first took the prayer out of school and then the Bible out of school, or was it in the other direction? I can't remember which came first. But do we live in a Christian nation? Can we honestly say America is a Christian nation?
Well, people ask me this all the time. Do I think the country is going to hell? And I say, actually, no. There's a great revival taking place. The church is becoming more and more bold, and they're rising up to pray more boldly in Jesus' name than ever before, even if it costs them everything. And so perhaps, inspired by my public stand, would you believe that 85% of Americans agreed with me that a chaplain should be allowed to pray in Jesus' name everywhere? Don't force them to pray non-sectarian prayers. And so they called the U.S. Congress, and this is in November of 2006, or September, just after my court-martial, the Congress issued a rebuke to the Navy, allowing chaplains to pray in Jesus' name. They said that Navy policy is a bad policy. It should be rescinded, taken off the books. And so in November, the Secretary of the Navy rescinded his own policy. The same policy that was enforced in my court-martial was taken off the books. And thanks be to God, because of public outcry, now all chaplains are free again to pray in Jesus' name 7 days a week, even in their uniform, in every location. So it was a great victory for religious liberty.
All right, but you still are no longer in the Navy, so you cannot wear your uniform. In fact, if I understand it properly, you can't even go on the military property. But let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action! In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
You have choices at Wellness Resources.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Chaplain Gordon James Klingenschmidt, where he was court-martialed for praying in the name of Jesus. Going into the commercial break, we were talking about, I asked the question, is this really a Christian nation? Can we say America, or the United States of America, is it a Christian nation anymore? And you said, yeah, because we have a great revival coming. But I see what the Supreme Court has done and continues to do. I see what these judges continue to do. I see what our president administration is doing, what the politicians in Washington are doing. And they are America, whether we believe it or not. Go back to when the Israelites were going into, were being taken by foreign nations and taken into exile. Hey, there was a lot of good people in there that worshiped God, but they had to go along. Daniel had to go right along with the three Hebrew children every time. So I just can't see that I don't care how good a revival we're having, I think we are allowing our government to de-Christianize this country.
Well, I think you're right. I think we may have a Christian nation, but we no longer have a Christian government. When 60,000 prayer meetings happen on the National Day of Prayer, but you have the liberal elites in the media who are making fun in the Washington Post of the National Bible Reading Marathon that I took part in on the steps of the U.S. Capitol last 3 weeks ago, it creates a bitter taste, and some of these politicians, I think, are afraid to vote for their Christian values because they're going to be mocked and they're going to be discouraged, just like I was, just like Judge Roy Moore was, just like Jesus himself was. When you stand up for the right thing, when you stand up for Jesus, there is a political risk involved, and it makes people, it makes it hard to keep your seat.
And, you know, I keep hearing this coming from supposedly Christian churches. They're saying, and Bush made this public comment. that, well, the Muslims, they pray to the same God that we do. Well, you and I pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They don't honor Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at all. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it's not the same.
That's right. And the God that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob prayed to, by the way, his name was Jesus Christ. because God did become a man, and God is, you know, Jesus in the flesh, and he died on the cross to forgive our sins. And so that's why I continue to pray in Jesus' name when they told me to stop doing that, because I might offend people. The chief of Navy chaplains told me in writing that if I pray in Jesus' name, I'm denigrating other faiths, and I should stop doing that. That was Admiral Lou Iacello. That same week, he told the Washington Post, well, we never tell chaplains how to pray because we don't want to violate their First Amendment rights. Well, I'm sorry, he can't have it both ways. He was telling me to stop praying in Jesus' name. At the same time, he's passing a bad policy. Got it signed by the Secretary of the Navy requiring non-sectarian prayer content. In other words, everyone pray to God and say amen. But if you use the J word, you're violating the policy, and commanders are empowered to punish chaplains who disobey.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hunterdon, Missouri, 65023. Chaplain, you received a letter from a S.W. Wong, a W-O-N-G, that said access onto all military installations will terminate January the 31st, 2007. They won't even allow you on a military base. Is that right?
Well, that's right. They evicted us from our home. Mary and I lived on a military base for 2 years, and they said, you know, get out of the house. We had to pack up our belongings, get out in the street. We now... thank God we moved into student housing, where I'm living on a shoestring here, trying to get my PhD in theology at Regent University in Virginia Beach. But the Navy was not kind. They had no humor about this at all. They told me that I was losing a 16-year career, losing a $1 million pension, would never be allowed to preach in uniform again, would not be allowed to be reinstated. So I'm fighting that. I'm fighting to get back in to the Navy to get my uniform back, especially since the Congress agreed with me and rescinded the bad policy that was only enforced against me. Thank God other chaplains now have the right to pray in Jesus' name in their uniform, even outside a Sunday chapel, but they won't grandfather that back to my case, so it did cost me everything.
Does Congress have any authority over the military?
I'm not really confident of that. I'm not even sure the president has authority over the military. The Pentagon seems to have a mind of its own. They pass these policies with impunity. These admirals are never held accountable. Come out and they lie to Congress. I've got documents. They lie on the witness stand. I've got tape recordings. These senior captains think they are God. When my commanding officer, this is just one short example, when my commanding officer punished me in writing for quoting the Bible in the chapel because I said Jesus is the way to heaven, the commander said, no, you can't say that because that is hurting other people's feelings. I've never accepted Jesus as my Savior, and so I heard you telling me that I was going to hell, and that hurt my feelings. And so this commanding officer punished me in writing three times for quoting the Bible during optional worship inside of the chapel. As a chaplain, but he said the investigation came in, said no, the commander has total authority to punish his chaplain. He has impunity, and we're not going to enforce the law that protects the chaplain. Instead, we're just going to treat the commanding officer as if he is God. Well, I disagree. I think Jesus is God, and I think a chaplain ought to be allowed to pray and preach the way that he was taught to in seminary.
You wrote an article not too long ago that says, it begins like this. Okay, I admit Jesus Christ is not running for the president this year. He promised to return soon enough to assume public office, but meanwhile, where do the 2008 presidential candidates stand on a military chaplain's right to pray publicly in Jesus' name? And you make some very interesting comments in here. I'd like for you to tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, well, of course, I was born and raised in Buffalo, New York, and so when I got in trouble, I wrote to my senator from New York, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Do you think she went to bat to help chaplains pray in Jesus' name?
Why, sure she would.
Absolutely not. She did write a letter of inquiry on my behalf, only because she heard that I also helped a Jewish sailor, and she didn't want to get bad press in the Jewish Week newspaper. But as soon as the Navy wrote back to her and said, oh, no, the chaplain was properly punished for quoting the Bible in the chapel. The chaplain was properly punished for praying in Jesus' name because chaplains ought to pray non-sectarian prayers. Well, would you believe Senator Clinton then was emboldened and went around Capitol Hill lobbying against me, lobbying against chaplains who pray in Jesus' name, wanting to shoot down the legislation we were trying to get to give freedom to chaplains. Well, she's against freedom and against praying in Jesus' name, supporting the Pentagon who wants to censor our prayers.
Then you went, went to Senator Obama.
Yes, I wrote a letter with my testimony and my whistleblower complaint, faxed it directly to Senator Obama's office in Washington, D.C., called his staff to follow up. Yes, they received the fax. They placed it on his desk. He might be interested in this, and so he was fully briefed on my situation. But just 3 weeks ago, when he was campaigning in Iowa, this young lady asked him in a public forum, Senator Obama, where do you stand on chaplain's right to pray in Jesus' name? And where do you stand on the Ten Commandments, Judge Roy Moore? And Senator Obama gave a very disappointing answer. First he said, I've never heard about a problem with chaplains, and we know that's not true because I faxed my complaint right to him. And then he said something even worse. He said, and we can't have the Ten Commandments in the courthouse because some people might feel like that's unfair and they may get their feelings hurt. Well, my question is to Senator Obama, do you think God is unfair? Do you think the Ten Commandments hurt people's feelings? And that's the reason, Senator Obama, when you pass laws that are pro-abortion laws, do you think that might hurt the feelings of unborn babies who are ripped from their mother's wombs? And why don't we ban your laws instead of banning the Ten Commandments?
You know, as far as I don't know, you mentioned in this article then that Duncan Hunter worked in your behalf.
Yes. Oh, he was wonderful. Congressman Duncan Hunter from San Diego, 30 years and former chairman of the Armed Services Committee, really went to bat for chaplains. He worked with 75 congressmen. This is back when the Republicans had taken power in 2006. And so he personally wrote legislation
And we're going to have to hang on, Chaplain. We're going to have to take a break. We'll be right back. When we come back, we'll finish our discussion about Duncan Hunter. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number, 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gold prices fell below $655 an ounce Wednesday on a stronger dollar and lower oil prices. Speculation the Fed won't cut interest rates strengthened the dollar, reducing gold's appeal. Gold closed in New York down $3.30 to $653.40 an ounce. Silver rose a penny to $13.15 an ounce. Collectible gold coin prices can rise even if gold prices fall, reports Swiss America CEO Craig R. Smith. More at SwissAmerica.com. Imagine compressing a quarter century of experience in the gold and coin markets into a brand new audio CD that discusses seven major forces driving gold, four types of gold worth owning, and six steps before you buy gold. You need to hear this new audio CD by Craig Smith. Call 877-703-2193 for this rare opportunity CD. 877-703-2193, a rare opportunity CD with Craig R. Smith.
Bill Duncan of Kansas knows that the chelation therapy found in Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass, really works.
After some trips to the emergency room, the doctor visits, and a lot of problems in March of 97, I was in a hospital for test observation for probable circulatory problems, and there's no doubt in my mind I was on the verge of having a heart attack because I began to add all these symptoms up. And I remembered a phone number I had jotted down about 6 months earlier while listening to the Derry Brownfield Show. Ordered my first bottles. Within 2 or 3 days, I began noticing symptom relief. Several things began feeling better. So using the tablets right away, I was doing what they said it would do, and I was impressed with that.
Improve your own cardiovascular health. Get your own 30-day supply of Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass. Send $43.95, check cash or money order to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Well, here's the long distance bill.
Right.
And the internet bill.
Uh-huh.
And the wireless bill.
Anything you say, honey.
You're not listening to a word I say. These bills are taking away our extra cash.
Well, Fred told me about Affinity 4.
Four times more money for us to spend, right?
No, long-distance internet, wireless service, and Fred says it's inexpensive. He's paying less now than ever before. Plus, Affinity 4 has always supported family values based on causes throughout the country. In fact, a portion of each billing goes to support their mission. Fred says he's not only helping himself with lower costs, but he's helping others, too.
Affinity 4 sounds good. Did Fred give you enough?
Yeah, I think I have it. Hold on.
Make a difference and save on the services you use with Affinity 4. Call toll free at 1-800-311-2648. The Derry Brownfield Show and Affinity 4, a new standard for giving. Call 1-800-311-2648.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show,
the man who says always and never are two words people should always remember never to use,
Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Going into the commercial break, and we're visiting today with Garden James Klingenschmidt. He's Chaplain Klingenschmidt, or was. Do you still carry that title?
Yes, sir. I was ordained to be a chaplain, but I'm no longer a lieutenant, and so my civilian church has me doing chaplain work. Basically, I'm a chaplain to America. I'm traveling the country with Dr. Alan Keyes and Dr. Rick Scarborough. We're going to hit 70 churches in 70 weeks after the 4th of July, and we can come to your town. If there's any church out there who wants to host the three of us, we will come and hold a one-day crusade to save America in your city. So just visit my website, persuade.tv, persuade.tv, and your pastor can invite us to come visit your church, and we'll help rally the troops and get the church mobilized for the November 08 elections.
Okay. Going into the commercial break, I said we'll finish our conversation concerning Duncan Hunter, and then you also mentioned Senator Brownback.
Yes. Well, Duncan Hunter, when his legislation was blocked in the Senate, he didn't quit. He still negotiated with the Pentagon to rescind those bad policies, and so we did get the victory another way, thanks to Duncan Hunter's advocacy. But another really good friend to military chaplains was Senator Sam Brownback. This is a man who chairs every week. People don't know about this, but every week on Capitol Hill, he chairs the Values Action Team meeting. And so he helps gather and give access to all of these pro-family groups like Focus on the Family and Christian Coalition, Concerned Women for America. And all these groups get access to their legislators through Senator Sam Brownback's Values Action Team. So when I had a problem, he welcomed me to come and brief the Values Action Team, got several senators to vote for our legislation, really went to bat for us, and then Senator Brownback personally wrote to the president his own letter to express concern to let chaplains pray in Jesus' name. I would campaign for either of those men, Sam Brownback or Duncan Hunter, and I encourage people to support their campaigns.
You know, you mentioned campaigning, and I want to go back. We've got about three different topics going here at once. I also want to go back to your 50-state tour. But what do you know about Ron Paul? Now he has written legislation that would do away with abortion. He couldn't even get a co-signer on it.
Well, I have heard wonderful things about Ron Paul. I've never met the man, but I'm sure he's one of the 75 congressmen who did sign the letter to the president to let chaplains pray in Jesus' name. And I've only the deepest respect for his work.
Okay, let's go back to your 50-state tour. You're going to visit 70 churches, or you have 70 lined up as of now, right?
Yes. Well, we still have dates open. So if there are churches out there, it's not too late to add one or two to that calendar, but it's filling up rapidly. So people really do need to go to persuade.tv. That's my website, www.persuade.tv, and get your name in the hopper, or we're going to go to these other churches without you.
Okay, and you're going to hit all 50 states.
Well, that is my personal goal. I started that as a personal goal when I prayed on the floor of the Kentucky legislature in Jesus' name. You know, that's a controversy now. The state of Ohio doesn't want their chaplains to use the J word in their prayers. The state of Indiana had a court case to stop legislative chaplains from praying in Jesus' name. But I'm going to go to every state in America and pray in Jesus' name, hopefully on the floor of your legislature. So if there's anyone there in Michigan who can sponsor me to come and pray on the floor of the Michigan legislature, I would love to pray in Jesus' name.
Okay, now, you prayed in the name of Jesus on the floor of the Kentucky state legislature, and the Kentucky general gave you a Kentucky colonel's position, right?
Yes, this is the governor of Kentucky. I was honored to get a photo with him, and he presented me a big plaque and a certificate and an honorary title as a commission in the rank of Kentucky colonel. So maybe I'm not a lieutenant anymore, but maybe you could think of me as Colonel Klingenschmidt.
You should be able to walk into a KFC now and get free chicken, should you not?
Well, I don't know if that's part of the deal, but I'm certainly honored to stand with the great people of the state of Kentucky. Many people, famous people, have been honored with that title. Would you believe the Queen of England is a Kentucky colonel?
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you mentioned two states. Indiana was one. What was the other one?
Ohio. And, in fact, I'm coming to the corner of Indiana and Ohio, just below you. I guess you guys are in southwest Michigan, but does anyone listening know where Bryan, Ohio is? It's in the northwest corner of Ohio. I will be there Monday night, the 18th of June. So mark your calendar, get out a pen. Monday night, the 18th of June, I will be speaking at the Arts and Education Building at 7 p.m. We're going to have a Monday night worship service. A lot of churches are getting together at the Arts and Education Building, downtown Bryan, Ohio, on West High Street, and that's on Monday night, the 18th. I hope people will mark that down and just drive down to Bryan, Ohio, see what what Chaplain Klingenschmidt has to say when he preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ to a 700-seat auditorium. And I hope your listeners will come and see me on Monday night, the 18th.
Okay, by the way, we're in Missouri. People get M.O. confused. They don't know what that stands for quite often, but we're in Missouri.
Oh, gosh. I was told I was misinformed. I'm totally sorry.
No, no problem at all. Hey, I've been misinformed gobs and bunches of times. In fact, most of the time. But anyway, you're traveling with Alan Keyes, and who else did you say?
Dr. Rick Scarborough. He was very instrumental in fighting for the campaign in Missouri for stem cell research. He has a ministry called Vision America, and he travels the country mobilizing churches to go to the polls and vote for Christian values.
Do you travel on your own? How do you travel? I mean, you driving, you fly commercial, what do you do?
I am at the mercy of the churches. If there's any church who wants to sponsor me, I will come by any means possible to your church, and I will tell my story, tell a great victory story about how, if one man can stand up for the name of Jesus Christ, he might even be able to change national policy. If anyone out there is willing to sacrifice your reputation, sacrifice your career, sacrifice your fortune, or even your sacred honor, for the name of Jesus Christ, God will honor your public stand. And so when I stood up to pray in Jesus' name, God backed me up, and God rescinded that bad policy, so gave liberty to all other chaplains. It just cost me everything. So I would love to come out to your church. I'll fly there. I will drive there. You tell me how to come and when, and we'll schedule it.
Okay, let's go to the telephones. Mike in Illinois. Hi, Mike. You're on the air.
Hi, Derry. Well, as bad as this looks, I know he's lost his retirement, and that's not good. But he's already won because he's done the right thing in this. And Joyce Riley, when I used to listen to her regularly, mentioned that this was not an uncommon occurrence for people that had gone against the grain of the military to lose their retirement. Joyce Riley claimed years ago that some of the original Gulf War, the first Gulf War veterans that complained to the VA and then complained to the military, some of these people were retired. In fact, I think she cited in specific a former Green Beret, a former Special Forces colonel, who had complained that he did have the Gulf War syndrome at that time. And he complained enough about it to the VA and to the military that they actually confiscated his and his wife's retirement ID cards, and I believe they canceled his retirement. And this just shows what an abomination some of the auspices that are operating under the banner of the United States of America government have been, including Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and Rudy Giuliani, or maybe we should, I don't know what the female version of Rudy would be, but people like this, I would ask your listeners to call their local representatives and get this man's retirement reinstated, or get him reinstated if he'd like to go back on active duty, because it would be nice to see more people with backbones that will stand up and speak out, stand against the this perverted tide that we seem to be having come towards us. It would be nice to see more people standing in public positions to where we think we've got a chance with this. And he's a good man, and I appreciate it, and God bless both of you. Thanks, Derry.
Okay, thanks for the call, Mike. The fact, Chaplain, that you even had to go through this, and the way I begin my program when we came on the air here 45 minutes ago, I said, can God bless America? We have there's a high percentage of people out there that claim they're Christians. They claim they are. Yes. What is it, 80-some percent or something?
Yes.
But if that was the case, you wouldn't have had to have gone through this. These people that are, I will almost assure you that many of the people that have caused you the biggest part of the problem claim to be Christians. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Ring when you subscribe. 1-800-897-3777.
And we have returned. Going into the commercial break, Chaplain, I made the comment that I would almost be sure that a high percentage of the people that really caused you their problems, such as Hillary, for example, and Obama, they probably claim to be Christians, do they not?
Well, I'm sure they do. You know, that so many of these Pharisees, honestly, that's the only word I can come up with, who are senior chaplains in the U.S. Navy Chaplain Corps, are liberal chaplains who are opposed and fight against chaplains who pray in Jesus' name. Would you believe there are 68 junior chaplains who are suing the Navy? All of them evangelical, all of them passed over for promotion, most of them kicked out of the Navy because of the content of their sermons and prayers. So this is a widespread problem, and the way it became a problem is you have all these liberals who get promoted into senior positions of power, and they're senior chaplains in charge of censoring and punishing the junior chaplain's prayers. So there is a problem, and a lot of them claim to be Christian.
Okay, now, are they suing the Navy, did you say?
Yes, there's a class action lawsuit represented by the Rutherford Institute, who's helping me sue the Navy now to get reinstated. But I still have bills from my court-martial, and so I do have a legal defense fund. I'm putting all this together on my website, persuade.tv. If anyone out there can, you know, pitch in $20 or $30 to help my legal defense fund, please visit persuade.tv.
You mentioned these 68 Jewish chaplains.
No, Christian chaplains.
Oh, they were Christian chaplains.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I thought you said they were Jewish. We do have Jewish chaplains, I suppose, do we not?
Oh, sure. I suppose somewhere between 2% and 3% of all chaplains are Jewish, and another, you know, there's 10 Muslim chaplains now, but even those chaplains were being told not to use sectarian language in their public prayers. Jewish chaplains should not pray to Adonai. Muslim chaplains should not pray to Allah. And I say, why not? Let them pray to their God, and let me pray in Jesus' name, and we'll see which God answers. The God who answers by fire, he is God.
Now let's go back, I'm sure that we have a lot of people listening today that claim they are Christians that probably don't know what you just said. But but this happened with Baal and the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And why don't you tell that little story very quickly about how the
fire
down and burn up the not only burned up the offering, but burn up the rocks that held it.
People ask me, Chaplain, why do you want to let a Muslim chaplain pray to Allah? And I take my pattern out of the Bible when Elijah went up on Mount Carmel and he faced off against the false prophets of Baal, and he divided them. All the people who went with Baal on one side, all the people who went with Jehovah on the other side, and he said, you guys pray to your false god, and I will pray to the one true God, and the God who answers by fire, he is God. And all the people said, amen, that is a great idea. And so he said his prayer, and of course Baal, the false god, never answered their prayers, but the true God, Jehovah, rained down fire on not only on the sacrifice.
Okay, let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Actions speak louder than words, and if you want this country to wake up like I do, we have to all do our part. And that's why I'm asking you to join the Paragon Foundation. The one thing that will help more than anything else is your financial support. So by joining the Paragon Foundation, then they can do what they do best, and that's protect your property rights. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
There has been such an increase in our membership and the people that are calling in here and utilizing this foundation, and that part's exciting. The other side of that deal is the kind of pressure that puts on a guy's infrastructure here, because I'm not in a position to go out and hire a lot of staff and those kind of things, but it limits you as to what you can do.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Every now and then there comes along something so different and unusual that it makes you kind of tilt your head and say, Well, that happens every month all across the country after folks read their monthly edition of Derry Brownfield's Common Sense Chronicle. Each month, Derry tells it as he sees it and reports the real news and how it's affecting the American way of life. The Common Sense Chronicle is packed with guest articles and regular features, plus a handy chart that tracks the topics of Derry's daily one-hour radio show and ordering information. A yearly subscription of the Common Sense Chronicle is just $24.95. Send check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. You can take the Chronicle for a test drive and ask for a complimentary issue at no cost. Then to order, just send $24.95, check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Captain, we are in the home stretch. We have about 3 or 4 minutes left. Back to your website. It is www.persuade. Then is there a dot after persuade?
Yes, persuade.tv. It's not .com. It's not .org. It's .tv, like television. Persuade.tv.
Okay. Now, I am such a poor speller. And we're looking out here at a monitor. They're having the National Spelling Bee on right now as we speak. And I spelled it, Jeff said, incorrectly. Spell persuade for me.
Persuade is P-E-R-S-U-A-D-E.
Okay. Jeff was right. I was wrong.
But I won't say I told you so.
They all make fun of me. But that's all right. I was absent the day that we had persuade in our spelling lesson. I spelled it P-E-R-S-U-A-I-D. But anyway, the spell checker would have caught it, but the it's Persuade.
P-E-R-S-U-A-D-E .tv.
And by getting a hold of the chaplain on the website, you also can help him financially in his war chest there. You're trying to, as you said, are you suing? Who are you suing?
We have two lawsuits going on. The first is very expensive personally to me to appeal my court-martial. And that'll take, you know, years, and I'm hiring a private lawyer for that. The second lawsuit is with the Rutherford Institute, and I'm now one of the 68 chaplains who are suing the Navy, and I'm fighting to be reinstated. We're in a D.C. federal court.
Okay. And you can use all the help you can get. And by the way, if you would like to have Chaplain Gordon James Klingenschmidt show up at your church, you can also get in contact with him on www.persuade.tv. We have about 2 minutes left. What would you tell our audience in the final 2 minutes of this program?
Well, I don't know if there's any folks out there who might even take a moment to pray with me, to pray for our country, to pray for our troops, to pray for our chaplains, to just lift up the name of Jesus. As a man of God, I don't think that ought to be illegal, and I think as long as we have that freedom, we ought to exercise those rights before they're drummed out of us. So could we take a moment to pray?
You may.
Okay, let us pray. Father in heaven, we devote to you our nation, and we ask that you would rise up within your people and allow them to pray more boldly in Jesus' name than they ever have before. Lord, mobilize your church to take back our government, to take back this Christian nation that used to be founded on legal Christian principles. But, Lord, we've turned away from you in so many ways, and we've been irresponsible with our legislators and with our voters. And, Lord, we have been irresponsible with our laws, and we need you to rebuild the walls. Jesus, come back in the spirit of Nehemiah and just help us to rebuild the walls and reclaim our government. Lord, I ask your blessing on everyone who's listening today. I ask that you would allow my story somehow to be an inspiration to them, that if they stand up for Jesus, that they can make a difference. And I pray your blessing on them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, now we still have about 30-some seconds, and I was going to ask you earlier in the program about, you were talking about the different denominational chaplains they have. What about the satanic chaplains that are in our military?
Well, they don't have any of those yet. But
they don't?
No.
I'm under the impression they do have.
There are no satanic chaplains. They tried to have a Wiccan chaplain in the Army once, but it didn't work out. Got fired, and nobody replaced him. And so we're back to mainly Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, and Muslim chaplains, but from 250 different denominations.
Okay, well, that's good news, because I would have said, yes, we do have satanic chaplains. I remember at least when the argument was taking place, and the Wiccan did not get in then. We're out of time, and it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you, keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your